This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to For a Better Life on IRIB English Radio. This is Sister Zeenat and today's topic is why prayers are not accepted. Usually we offer salat, do the prayers, do the wazifas and go for ziyarat. We keep praying and praying. They are not accepted for months, for years. We get upset, you know. So despair and the acceptance of prayers is also improper. We are going to be talking about the reasons why. If we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for some worldly benefit or the hereafter and a prayer is not answered, it raises two questions and points. Firstly, we must know that Allah has promised to accept all the prayers and Allah never goes back on His words. Okay, then why prayers are not accepted? And it is mentioned in the Holy Quran and Surah Baqarah. And when my servant asks you concerning me, then surely I am very near. I answer the prayers of the supplicant when he calls on me. At another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ghafir, and your Lord says, call upon me, I will answer you. The second point is that due to his unlimited wisdom, he may delay the acceptance of some prayers. So if we do not get immediate gratification, we should not lose hope of having a prayers accepted. You know, prayers not being accepted can have many reasons. One of the reasons is that there is a wisdom behind it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, wants to delay it because there is something good for you at that point of time. We don't understand. We don't have that knowledge. Allah has the better knowledge. We are very impatient and eager and restless in nature. This is what the Holy Quran says. So Allah says, right now it's not your right time. Later on, that would be the best time for Him. Or maybe the reason is the sins. There is a hadith of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, which says, you know, in the hadith, it clearly says, do not accept the prayers or the blessing that is coming to the person because of his sins that person has done. Maybe because of the sins that we are doing. We don't realize we take those sins lightly. Especially, I would point to backbiting, envying, gossiping. The habit we have because out of jealousy of any other reason, we have to stop that because our prayers will be stopped. You know, that will be one of the reasons. Another reason would be Allah loves to listen to our prayers. We are making the prayers and Allah loves the whispering, the chanting and the time we are giving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Usually it happens, you know, when someone in the family gets sick and the mother start getting up after 12, started the night prayers, you know, which is done after 12 a.m. in the morning. And Allah loves that prayers the mother is doing for the child, you know. And Allah wants the person to do the night prayers. Maybe Allah knows after the person gets well, the person will stop. But Allah is merciful, you know. Allah is not playing with us. We have to understand that. Prayers may not be accepted due to sins. Sometimes the sins of the person come in the way of the acceptance of the prayers, you know, and that may be delayed. This would compel the person to repeat these prayers and thus he would be entitled for additional rewards. The opportunity invocation is itself a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to even keep this in mind. Any kind of prayer that has not been accepted in this world is actually very, very, very good for us. We don't understand the wisdom behind it. But during a hereafter, you know, we have not seen the hereafter. We keep getting, hadith says, we keep getting a lot of rewards and rewards and reward. And we keep asking, where are we getting this reward from? What have I done in my life? I'm getting so many rewards. The answer will come, this reward and blessing is from the prayers that you used to do and it was unaccepted.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oasis. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt love, so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we'd paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Another possibility is that Allah wishes to hear the entreaties of His creatures many times. That means when we are doing the prayers constantly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and during, like for example, we are doing the wazifas, we are doing the ziyarat, we are doing the night prayers, or doing any kind of charity, any kind of good deeds for the prayers to get accepted. Maybe Allah loves that act of us so much. He wants to give us the best level of reward, you know. That's why Allah delays that everything. There's a good reward after that. Delaying the acceptance of prayers causes nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know. And continuously is the best of worship. It is the mercy of Allah that He may want us to continue to pray to Him. It is the means of seeking nearness to Him. For whatsoever He wishes good, He gives them the, you know, the abundance, blessings of supplication Him by delaying the acceptance. Now, in this form, we have an example which came from Allama Majlisi, which says in his tradition that Hazrat Ibrahim used to visit the populated cities and the desolated forest so that he could derive lesson from the creatures of Allah. One day he saw a worshipper busy in his prayers. His dress was made of fur and surroundings filled with his intonations. Hazrat Ibrahim was so much astonished by his appearance, he went, sat towards him. And when the man finished his prayers, Hazrat Ibrahim said, "I appreciate your way and want to befriend you. Tell me, where do you stay so that I can come and meet you?" The man says, "That's not possible for you, because the way I go, you cannot come with me." He said, "Why?" "Because I walk on the surface of the water." Hazrat Ibrahim said, "The way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the capability to walk on the water, Allah will also give me the capability." Look at the confidence he had and the way he said. He said, after the prayers, they started walking. The man said, "Bismillah, in the name of Allah," and started walking on the water. When he did that, even Hazrat Ibrahim said, "Bismillah," started walking on the water, and they reached the house, you know. And then Hazrat Ibrahim asked, "Which is the most difficult day?" He replied, "The day Allah will reward and punish all of her creatures." So now after that, Hazrat Ibrahim said, "Let us together pray that Allah may protect us from the hardship of this day." And now what happened over here? Hazrat Ibrahim also said, you know, they were having a conversation. In the conversation, there's also another narration which says, according to another report, Hazrat Ibrahim said, "Let us pray together for the sinful believers." The worshipper says, "I will not participate in the prayer because I have been praying for some time for the past 30 years. Until date, it has not been fulfilled. So there is no scope in the praying." When Hazrat Ibrahim says, "Do you not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah loves the way you're praying to Him? The way when I saw you, I loved you the way you were praying. Allah loves the way you're praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why He delayed your worship. That's why He delayed your desires, acceptance of your prayers, so that you can pray and you can pray and you can pray and you can walk on the water just by saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Do you understand and realize the blessing Allah has given you by just delaying your prayers?" So we have to realize the delays of the prayers have a lot of wisdoms, and we have to realize there's a lot coming up for us. This is a big hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should always be hopeful in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you so much, dear listeners. Stay tuned for another exciting topic. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy
Your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
Oh, 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 oh.
Your love is all I need. To be all
so
I can
be.
And I know that you see how much you need. You mean to me, 'cause your love is all I need. To be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.